This is 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Rumsey. A federal appeals court had some strong language in last week's decision that struck down North Carolina's 2013 voting law overhaul. The judges concluded that lawmakers had deliberately passed the law with the intent of curbing voter turnout among African Americans. State Senator Bob Rucho says the court should be embarrassed by that conclusion. He was one of the architects of the voting law.
For them to make a statement accusing the General Assembly of using race under the Voting Rights Act, you know, that is outrageous.
Under the appeals court ruling, the general election will have more days for early voting. Out-of-precinct votes will be counted, there will be same-day registration, and there won't be voter ID. Our political analyst, Professor Michael Bitzer of Catawba College, joins us now to discuss what this means for November. Hi, Professor Bitzer.
Greetings.
The appeals judges more or less dismantled the major voting law changes that North Carolina's Republican-led legislature approved in 2013. What does this mean for November?
It certainly means that we have basically moved back before the massive voter law overhaul was done by the Republicans in the General Assembly and approved by Governor McCrory. So we're basically back to square one. But in general, this was seen as a major victory for both African American voters and Democratic voters as well.
And we should say that Republican legislative leaders in the state are planning to appeal this appeals court ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. So technically, something could change, I guess, before November.
It certainly could. I mean, we're a little under 100 days out from the election. Generally, the courts have been loath to make major changes before election periods, particularly presidential November elections. It has been done in the past. North Carolina has been witness to that kind of change right before a primary election this past year with the congressional district maps. But usually the Supreme Court is going to hold any decision that impacts one way or the other, and probably this case will go before the court after the November elections.
Now, some of these changes that were approved in 2013 have been implemented. Everything has now, including the ID requirement in the primary. But do we know much yet about the impact of those changes?
We really don't. It was going to be this year in November to really see the full impact. Certainly, the primaries had some. We've had some elections with the condensed early voting pattern. But really, presidential election years are different election years than any others. And this is when we have the greatest turnout. We have more people voting. And certainly the expectation is people will be using early voting, particularly partisan registered voters, much more than, let's say, unaffiliated voters. But presidential years are unlike any other year, midterm years, or even off-year elections. So this was really going to be the key test, and now everything is basically on hold for that test.
So from the measures that were implemented in that 2014 midterm, is there any evidence that any of those measures negatively affected voter turnout among African Americans or any group of voters?
Well, there was a case made for actually improved African American vote in 2014, a mid-term election that the lower court, the district court, noted, but the Court of Appeals in their decision said actually there was a negative impact on African Americans, particularly with early voting in same-day registration. So, you know, both sides can look at the same numbers and the same issues and come to very different conclusions, which I think is really representative of what the district court found versus what now the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has found. And ultimately, it's going to be up to the U.S. Supreme Court to hopefully cut the decision and make a ruling one way or the other on these issues.
WFAE political analyst, Professor Michael Bitzer of Catawba College, thanks very much.
My pleasure.